Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Heal Pelvic Pain by Amy Stein is a self-help health and physical therapy guide focused on pelvic floor dysfunction and the wide range of symptoms that can accompany it. Written for readers who want a non-surgical and non-pharmaceutical approach, the book explains how pain, urinary and bowel problems, sexual discomfort, and related conditions can sometimes be linked to muscular imbalance, tension, weakness, or poor coordination in the pelvic floor. Its purpose is practical rather than theoretical. It aims to help readers understand the body, recognize patterns that may contribute to symptoms, and follow a structured home program built around stretching, strengthening, massage, nutrition, and self-care. The book is positioned for both men and women, and it is especially relevant for people dealing with chronic pelvic pain, incontinence, irritable bowel syndrome, endometriosis, prostatitis, and discomfort during urination or intimacy. It stands out because it treats pelvic symptoms as potentially manageable through conservative physical therapy methods, rather than relying only on surgery or medication. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pelvic floor dysfunction as a musculoskeletal problem, not only a medical diagnosis. A central idea in the book is that many pelvic symptoms are not isolated conditions, but expressions of pelvic floor dysfunction. Stein frames pelvic pain, urinary urgency, bowel difficulty, and sexual discomfort as problems that can arise when the muscles of the pelvis are too tight, too weak, or poorly coordinated. This matters because it shifts attention away from symptom suppression and toward identifying the underlying physical mechanism. Instead of treating all pelvic complaints as separate disorders, the book shows how they can overlap through shared anatomy and function. That approach is especially useful for readers who have been told that scans or standard tests do not explain their discomfort. By emphasizing musculoskeletal causes, the book makes pelvic health easier to understand and more actionable. It also helps readers see why treatment often needs to be individualized, since hypertonicity, weakness, and coordination problems require different corrective strategies. This framing is one of the book's defining strengths because it translates a complex area of health into a clear physical model that patients can use to make sense of their symptoms. Secondly, two distinct exercise pathways for pain relief and functional recovery, the book does not present pelvic therapy as a single universal routine. Instead, it offers two exercise programs that address different patterns of dysfunction. One is aimed at pain syndromes connected with urinary, bowel, or sexual symptoms, where the emphasis is on reducing tension, restoring mobility, and calming overactive muscles. The other is intended for pelvic floor weakness and poor coordination, which can contribute to incontinence or prolapse. This distinction is important because the wrong kind of exercise can be ineffective or even counterproductive if the underlying issue is not correctly identified. A person with tight pelvic muscles may need release and relaxation, while someone with weakness needs strengthening and control. By separating these pathways, the book reflects a more precise therapeutic logic than generic exercise advice. It also makes the material more useful to lay readers because it helps them understand why the same body region can require opposite interventions. This structure gives the book practical credibility and shows that pelvic rehabilitation is not one size fits all. Thirdly, home-based stretching, massage, and relaxation as conservative treatment tools. A major feature of the book is its emphasis on techniques readers can perform at home. Stein includes stretching, strengthening, and massage methods intended to support self-care outside the clinic. The significance of this approach is that it makes pelvic rehabilitation more accessible, especially for people who may not have immediate access to specialized pelvic floor physical therapy. The book's home program is not presented as a casual wellness routine, but as a structured set of interventions designed to change muscle behavior and reduce symptom triggers. Massage and relaxation techniques are important here because pelvic pain often involves protective guarding, chronic tension, and sensitivity that can reinforce discomfort. Stretching addresses restricted tissues, while strengthening is used where support or coordination is lacking. The inclusion of photos and practical guidance, noted in reviews and source material, suggests that the book is designed for usability rather than medical theory alone. It's conservative. Patient-directed format is one reason it has remained relevant. It offers readers concrete actions they can take while also encouraging them to recognize when professional care is still needed. Fourthly, nutrition and self-care as supportive parts of symptom management. The book broadens pelvic pain treatment beyond exercise by including nutrition and self-care therapies. This is important because pelvic symptoms are often influenced by more than local muscle problems alone. Diet can affect inflammation, bowel function, and overall discomfort, while stress and daily habits can intensify pelvic floor guarding or pain sensitivity. Stein does not treat nutrition as a cure by itself, but as part of a broader program that supports healing and symptom reduction. That makes the book different from narrowly focused exercise manuals. It recognizes that patients often live with multiple overlapping symptoms, such as bowel irritation, urinary frequency, or sexual pain, and that these issues can be aggravated by lifestyle factors. Self-care also expands the reader's role from passive recipient of treatment to active participant in recovery. This does not mean the book replaces medical care. Rather, it suggests that sustainable improvement often depends on combining physical interventions with practical routines that reduce irritation and stress. The result is a more holistic but still clinically grounded model of conservative care. Lastly, why the book matters for patients seeking an alternative to surgery and medication. Heal Pelvic Pain is positioned as an alternative for readers who want to understand whether surgery or medication is truly the best answer for their condition. The book argues, in practical terms, that when pelvic symptoms are driven by muscle dysfunction, conservative treatment may be more appropriate than invasive procedures. That perspective is valuable because many pelvic disorders are chronic, confusing, and difficult to classify. And patients may move through multiple consultations without clear relief. Stein's approach offers a framework that is hopeful. Without being unrealistic, it does not claim that every case can be solved at home. But it does provide a structured path that may reduce symptoms and improve function. The book is also notable for addressing conditions often discussed separately, including endometriosis, prostatitis, IBS, and incontinence, within one pelvic health framework. This broad relevance helps explain its appeal to both patients and clinicians. Compared with many health books, it stands out for combining anatomical education, specific exercises, and self-management strategies in a single practical guide aimed at real-world use. In conclusion, Heal Pelvic Pain will be most useful for readers dealing with chronic pelvic discomfort, pelvic floor dysfunction, urinary or bowel symptoms, sexual pain, or incontinence who want a conservative and education-based approach. It is also relevant for people who suspect that their symptoms may involve muscle tension, weakness, or coordination problems rather than a condition that can be solved only through surgery or medication. The book offers practical value by explaining pelvic anatomy in accessible language and then translating that knowledge into a workable home program of stretching, strengthening, massage, nutrition, and self-care. Its main benefit is that it helps readers connect symptoms to function, which can make treatment feel more understandable and less random. Compared with many books in this category, it stands out because it is not merely descriptive or motivational. It is organized around a specific physical therapy model and offers two different exercise pathways, depending on the nature of the dysfunction. That makes it especially distinctive for self-directed readers and also useful as an adjunct to professional pelvic floor treatment. If you would like to support Amy Steen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.